Foreword by Ben McClintock. Treason, when written, killing no murder, is treason against any tyrant of any age, as it clearly lays out the duty of any God-fearing person, not only living under a tyrant, but the duty even under a would-be tyrant. The original subtitle, In Three Questions, lays out the premise of this important work, which both asks and answers three vital questions. 1. What is a tyrant? 2. Is it honorable to kill a tyrant? 3. Will the outcome of killing a tyrant be beneficial to the people? In today's male-neutered society, these seem like extreme questions, especially in a society where the people allegedly elect those in who hold power in government. However, we must ask ourselves, no matter how absurd it may sound, what if the elections are a fraud? A mere tactical illusion to make the people think they have power to remove a tyrant, would-be or actual, without having to do anything but donate some time and money and a few minutes filling out some bubbles on a piece of paper? As I point out in my Invasion series, invasionbook.com, the solutions to out-of-control government presented to us by active participants in a satanic conspiracy, voting, lawsuits, rallies, letter-writing campaigns, or running for office ourselves, are designed to distract us from the only solutions that have ever been effective in restoring lost liberty. As these three questions clearly point out, though, the time-tested principles are not only unsuccessful without God's help, but they will, surprisingly, lead to an increase of tyranny if our actions have proven to remove us from the blessings of heaven and a just God. As John Adams wisely proclaimed, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." End quote. More concisely and principally, true liberty is only for a moral and religious people. We must work to be on God's side and not expect Him to be on our side when we act outside of eternal and unchangeable laws. For as the Apostle Paul stated, quote, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty," end quote. 2 Corinthians 3:17. When we behave in a manner that allows us to have the Spirit of the Lord, when action is necessary, we will have nothing to fear. The text was originally attributed to William Allen, which was a pseudonym used by the author to protect himself against the lashing out of the tyrant he was calling out. The founding fathers of the United States also used pseudonyms in an effort to write freely their thoughts on freedom, with a level of protection against the violence of the tyrants they were exposing. Noah Webster went by a citizen of America. Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay went by Publius. And Benjamin Franklin wrote under the name Silence Do Good. Two writers most read and quoted by the founding fathers were John Trenchard and Thomas Gordon, who wrote under the pseudonym of Cato, known as Cato's Letters, where we find similar ideas to those found here in Killing No Murder on a God-fearing man's duty towards tyrants, when they wrote, quote, "The law of nature does not only allow us, but oblige us, to defend ourselves. It is our duty, not only to ourselves, but to the society. If we suffer tamely a lawless attack upon our property and fortunes, we encourage it and involve others in our doom." And Cicero says, "He who does not resist mischief when he may is guilty of the same crime as if he had deserted his parents, his friends, and his country." When men begin to be wicked, we cannot tell where that wickedness will end. We have reason to fear the worst and provide against it. End quote. Originally published in 1657, and with most published editions that we have found being merely photocopies of editions over 200 years old, we felt that it was important to provide a new edition using modern typeset to make it easier to read for the modern reader, while preserving the original wording and spelling. We have a duty to perform, and if we do not do it, we are responsible to God for the damage done as if we had perpetrated it. Let us now go forward in faith and righteousness.